This is The Catalyst. I'm Chris Cooper, and I'm going to share our week's group workouts with you. But first, I want to talk about the best workout split for busy people. If you're busy, but you still want to get stronger or leaner or healthier, then this episode's for you. One of the biggest mistakes that people make is trying to follow bodybuilding style splits. Like you have a chest day, a back day, a leg day, an arm day, what, a little finger day, when you've only got a few weeks per day to train. Now, if you've got 6 days a week when you can actually train, then a bodybuilding split might work for you. If you're going to compete in a bodybuilding show, then you might want to break your body down into muscle groups. But for most people, and I mean 99% of people, this is the least efficient way to train. And the great news is that you don't need to train every day to get good results. So right now I'm going to break down the most effective workout split for people who can train 2 days a week, 3 days a week, or 4 days a week without wasting any time. The problem with a body part split, like a chest day, back day, arm day, it only works if you're going to be able to train 5 or 6 days a week. Most of us don't have time to do that. If you're an athlete, you're trying to get better at hockey, this kind of workout, it might make you bigger, but it's going to make you slower because you're not training explosively. You're not training for the actual needs of your sport. And the problem for most of us, though, is that we just don't have that kind of time. Like we can't go to the gym, get changed, do an hour workout on arms, go take a shower, you know, whatever. That's 2 hours out of every single day, 5, 6 days a week. And that stops a lot of people from starting training because they think, well, I don't have 5, 6 days a week to work out. The good news is that if you only have 2 to 4 days a week to work out, but you're, you know, if you do your compound lifts and what I'm going to tell you, then you're not going to miss any key muscle groups for an entire week. And if you do full body workouts or upper lower splits, you're going to hit each muscle group more often. So here we go. The best workout plan for different schedules. If you train 2 days per week, just do full body workouts. That makes sure that every muscle group is worked twice per week for better strength and fat loss. So for example, you might have on your day one, squats, bench press, some kind of row, and some core. On day two, you're going to do deadlifts, overhead press, pull-ups, and core. So, Chris, where's the pec flies? Where's the triceps extensions? Where's the biceps curls? You don't have time. If you're going to work out 2 days a week, you can hit every muscle group twice using these big compound lifts. Each one of these lifts uses multiple muscle groups. So instead of doing like a leg extension, a leg curl, a glute kickback, an adductor, abductor, calf raise, you're going to squat. And you're going to hit all those muscles. And what's even better is that those muscles will learn to work together. It'll be way more functional strength. The key is if you train twice a week, you gotta prioritize compound lifts to get the most out of your time. I honestly think these lifts are more fun anyway. If you train 3 days a week, then you could do full body workouts or you could do an upper lower split. So option one is to do a full body workout every time you work out. This is best for beginners. You're gonna get really fast gains out of this and it's best for fat loss. So on this split, your first day would be squat, pull-ups, and core. Your second day would be deadlift, an overhead press, and some kind of row. Day three would be single leg work, dips, and core. Now, each one of those workouts targets all major muscles without overloading any one area. Your other option is to do an upper body workout on the first day, a lower body workout the second day, and a full body workout the third day. This is best for strength and muscle growth. So if you've got 3 days a week, you could go upper body on day one, like a bench press, row, shoulder press. Day two, you'd be lower body, so squats, deadlifts, core. Day three would be full body, so maybe Romanian deadlifts, pull-ups, push-ups, that kind of thing. If you train 4 days a week, you probably want an upper lower body split, which is best for muscle and strength gains. So you're going to go day one, upper body, like bench press, pull-ups, rows. Day two, lower body, squats, Romanian deadlifts, core. Day three, upper body again, overhead press, dips, chin-ups. Day four, lower body, deadlifts, lunges, core. And this split gives you enough recovery while hitting muscles twice a week. Now let's talk about including cardio. So if you're looking for fat loss, you want to add some zone two cardio on your rest days. The key here is, I said earlier, you've only got a couple of hours a week to go to the gym. You can do zone two at home. Just get a heart rate strap. That's a great investment. Ride your bike, walk, jog, you know, whatever, get a rowing machine and just add zone two cardio. For athletic performance, you should do one high intensity interval training session per week. So sprints, kettlebell swings, explosive type movements. Remember, you don't need excessive cardio for any of your goals. Focus on your strength first and then add in conditioning later. The fastest way to work with get results, of course, is to work with a coach. Our group training program at Catalyst covers everything, strength, conditioning, and mobility, and kind of a balanced approach. And I'm going to share that with you here in a moment. So you don't have to figure it out yourself. But our semi-private training means that you have a customized program written by a coach. You're working out with a coach and maybe about three other people at a time on your program. You're not all following the same thing. And you get way faster results than going it alone, and even faster results than doing group programming. The best way to start is to book a no-sweat intro at catalystgym.com, and your coach will figure out what's best for you. The big takeaway here, though, is that you don't need to train every day. You just need to train smarter instead of harder. If you're training 2, 3, or 4 days a week, use a full body or upper body, lower body split for the best results. If you want a structured plan that's tailored to you, we've got you covered. You can book a free no-sweat intro at catalystgym.com to get started. Now, let's talk about, as a sample, our group workouts that we'll be doing this week. Now, all these group workouts focus on big compound movements. There's push, there's pull for upper body and lower body. There's explosive movement, there's slow movement. All the bases are covered. Whatever your fitness goal, the group program will get you there eventually. If you want to get there faster, then you want a customized plan that's tailored to you, and that's one-on-one or semi-private. Today in the group, we're doing a high-intensity interval training workout, a HIIT workout only. We call this a boost workout. This is a throwback to the CrossFit Games Open from 2011. It's very simple. It sounds like, 10 minutes, how hard could that be? But you're going to do so much work in 10 minutes that your body will be processing carbohydrates and fats for the rest of the day. You will work hard for 10 minutes and then burn calories for hours and hours, up to 10 hours after this. So what you've got to do is go back and forth between these two exercises. First is double unders. That's just skipping, but the rope passes under your feet twice instead of once on each skip. And then 15 power snatches. How can that possibly be tough? Well, if you're going full out, which you should be on this workout for 10 minutes, you'll know what I mean. Very few people can stand up after the end of this workout. That's how tough it is. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we're going to do some strength work. We're going to go front squat for 3 sets of 3. This is primarily neuromuscular. That means that you're stimulating your nervous system. It's kind of an athletic movement, but if you want to look like an athlete, you got to train like an athlete. And so we're going to do front squat 3 sets of 3, bench press 3 sets of 3. Then we're going to be getting into an aerobic metabolic fat burning workout, which is a row and bodyweight circuit. So you'll row for 4 minutes, and then you're going to do 2 minutes of push up to downward dog and 2 minutes of slow tempo air squats. And you're going to repeat that for about 4 rounds. The whole time you should be able to breathe through your nose. We're not going to force that on you by taping your mouth shut or anything ridiculous like that, but you should be able to keep a comfortable pace to just burn a lot of fat without crushing yourself. Wednesday, you're going to crush yourself. Just kidding. So what you're going to do is a high intensity interval training workout to start, which is 7 rounds of 10 wall ball shots and 10 pull-ups. You're going to have a time cap on this because we want you to go fast. So wall ball shot, you hold the ball at your chin, you squat all the way down, you stand all the way up and throw the ball up to about a 12-foot target. You pick a weighted ball based on what you can throw up to the 12-foot target over and over and over again. Then we're going to do basically like an upper body type bodybuilding workout after that. So it's going to be chest, arms, and abs. We're going to be doing some pressing strength stuff. So there's some dumbbell bench press in there. There's some dumbbell flies in there. There's an alternating dumbbell curl. And then there's a core finisher too, right? Just a fantastic, like, feel good about how I look in my clothes type workout. And then we'll spend about another 20 minutes just on aerobic work, burning a lot of fat. You're going to find this in our program a lot in the spring because, we all tend to store weight and fat differently through the winter. Our body goes into this kind of animalistic hibernation mode and we store fat. But But coming out of that, the spring, your body ramps up a lot of hormones. This is why you like feel good. You feel like you have more energy. The sun is part of it. The warmer temperatures are part of it. But also coming out of hibernation is part of it. Your body is primed to burn fat. There is no better time of the year to burn fat than March through June. Your body is just wired for it. You go out of this like storage mode into like a basically hunting for food and hunting the opposite sex mode. And so all those hormones boost up, and it's just an amazing time to work out. Thursday, you're going to do a high intensity interval training workout. You're going to run a mile. You can row it if you want to. You can use a ski erg. You can use the bike. Then you're going to do 100 sit-ups, 100 back extensions, and then run a second mile. Your goal is to make that second mile as close to the first mile as you can time-wise. So if you run that first mile in 8-9 minutes, you want to run the second mile in 9 or 10 minutes. Keep it as close as you can. It's going to be tough. And the cool thing about this workout is it really shows you how much you rely on your core, even in something as simple as running, because your core is going to be tired. Then we're going to go 3 cleans, 3 jerks, central nervous system, neuromuscular stimulation, train like an athlete to look like an athlete. And that'll finish our day on Thursday. Friday, we'll be doing the we're going to be doing a special intramural open workout. Is created by our coaches and our team at Catalyst. It's just a lot of fun. But if you're working out from home, you can pick an aerobic workout for that day. Just burn a lot of fat. Go into your weekend feeling really great. This is the Catalyst. I'm Chris Cooper. Look, the fastest way to get to any health and fitness goal is to talk to a coach. The people at Catalyst have been coaching for well over a decade. You know, me is close to 30 years. And we're pretty good at saying, here's your goal, here's your starting point, let's work backward, here are the steps to get there. That means there's no more guesswork for you. There's no more reading magazines, Googling things, getting 50 different opinions and not getting started. That's what we want to do. And that's why our gym is called The Catalyst, and so is this podcast. Hope it helps.